to apply, visit our website www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the news headlines on One Love Radio, my name is Alex Hisyanga. The headlines: Park says the national budget relates to its provisions for elections. Immigration nobs 20 suspect illegal immigrants in Kafue. And in international news, Sudan military leader convicted of war crimes during Darfur war. In sports news, CAF president Mutafi praised FAS for promoting unity in Zambian football. The news in details. The Minister of Information and Media says the 23-kilometer Kawe bypass is now 40% complete as works on the Kapili-Mposhi bypass advance towards completion. Minister of Information and Media Director Spokesperson Harry Kapata says cleaning and grading are done, earthworks are advancing, and 20 of 31 culverts are already in place. Mr. Kapata says the road will soon divert traffic out of Kawe Town Center, cutting congestion and improving safety. He further says the 15-kilometer Kapili-Mposhi bypass is 85% complete, with tarmac laid on 7.3 kilometers and concentrate panels installed where heavy trucks will be passing.
Pass covering about 23 kilometers will play a crucial role in delivering transit traffic from the town center once completed. And the story doesn't stop right here, not at all. While Kabwe is the focus, the Kapili-Mposhi bypass to the north is also making critical progress that will speed traffic to the Copper Belt and into the northern region. Progress on the Kabwe bypass is at 40%. Clearing and grubbling are finished along the stretch. Earthworks have advanced. Subgrade formation is well underway and the selected base layer is being laid. Box culverts are being installed. 20 of the 31 culverts are complete, including 3 located right on the bypass.
Alliance Against Corruption Executive Director Advocate Noah Savi says the recent sentencing of former Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA, the Kingsley Chanda and Kalitos Kaoma to 6 and 9 years, respectively, serves as a stark reminder that no one is above the law when it comes to the fight against corruption. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Chave says, as public workers, it is essential to follow laid down procedures when handling public resources that will result in ensuring transparency, accountability, and good governance. He says failure to adhere to the procedures can result in several consequences, as witnessed in the recent case.
This case serves as a serious warning to all civil servants that corruption will not be tolerated. The fight against corruption is ongoing, and we urge the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to continue its effort in rooting out corruption in all its forms. Public workers must prioritize transparency and accountability when handling public resources. Failure to follow laid down procedures can result in severe consequences.
People's Alliance for Change President Anford Banda says the national budget delivered by Finance Minister Stumbeko Musokotwani particularly relates to its provision for elections. Mr. Banda has observed that the budget allocations for elections next year is double what the previous government spent in 2021. He has questioned why the amount for elections has risen dramatically, even doubled, and that it is because the UPND knows that they will pass Bill 7 and it will need the amount to do with things coming out of it like delimitation. He also wondered why there is still the push to pass Bill 7 and that if it is not about boosting chances for winning elections for next year, it should be withdrawn. The Tourism Council of Zambia has called on the reversal of the directive by Ministry of Tourism for private lodges and hotels to stop hosting government events. Speaking during the Ministry of Tourism post-budget analysis event, Tourism Council of Zambia Chairperson Jaden Mungalila says the directive is affecting privately owned lodges and hotels negatively and it has led to the drop in business. She says public facilities such as Mulungushi International Conference Center and government complex are fully booked at the expense of the privately owned facilities and a reversal of the directive will allow private facilities to benefit from the events.
What am I talking about? I'm talking about where the Secretary to Cabinet makes a pronouncement to all the government institutions not to have conferences in private owned hotels or lodges. Honorable Minister, that is really killing the industry. I'm sure all of you who are here, you can attest, government complex, even just Mulungushi Conference Center, is awful. We don't have any business. So, Honorable Minister, before we close down our properties, please, we need your help.
Speaking at the same event, Mwafushi Safari Lodge owner Sanjay has called for the removal of the smart invoice system for the small-scale businesses that are involved in providing tourism services, stating that the system is posing as a challenge because it takes up too much time to book and also requires one to pay tax before they make payment. The Department of Immigration has continued its enforcement operation aimed at curbing illegal immigration and identity-related offences across the country. In a statement, the Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshika says the Kafiwa Immigration Office, in a two-day clean-up operation conducted on 3rd and 4th October 2025 in Linda and McCain area, apprehended 20 suspected illegal immigrants aged between 19 and 36 years. Mr. Nshika says all the individuals were undocumented at the time of the raids and are currently detained pending prosecution. In a related development, the Chongwe Immigration Office on Friday, 3rd October 2025, detained a 29-year-old Burundian national innocent Shamarina for attempting to obtain a green national registration card in NRC by false pretense.
Meanwhile, the Ndola Regional Immigration Office on the same day effected the deportation of four Congolese nationals, Madok Kabaso Kazembe 39, Kabuya Mbuyamba Joseph 27, Belinda Rosalie Kabila 21, and Bitendeo Walukonka Christelle 30 for offenses of unlawful stay, unlawful possession of national registration cards, and concealing true national identity. The four were apprehended on separate dates between 1st and 27th August 2025 and were subsequently convicted before being deported through Sakania Border Control.
You are still with me, Alex Yanga. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
International news. International.
Welcome back. A Sudanese military leader has been found guilty of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in Darfur region more than 20 years ago. Ali Muhammad Ali Abi Ali